This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Scotland, where the Church of Scotland could become the first national British church to allow ministers to conduct same-sex weddings.
Yay!
The Reverend Brian Kerr called on their General Assembly to draft new pro-LGBTI laws, and it passed by 345 to 170.
That's a massive...
That really
win.
Is.
That's two-thirds.
For a church.
I mean, that's as much as we had here in a church.
Indeed. Speaking before the vote, Reverend Tom Gordon said that he had two daughters, both of whom were married, and one gay daughter in a same-sex marriage. And when his older daughter got married, she had asked him to conduct the service, but that wasn't available to his other daughter. So the motion only passed because they did allow ministers the right to refuse to perform same-sex marriages if they did not wish to do so.
Yeah, and in June last year, they took the decision to allow the couples to be married in church, same-sex couples to be married in church. So they're already allowing it.
Yes, and that's that they were the first branch of the Anglican faith in the UK to allow same-sex marriage.
Now, over to Fiji. A historic Pride March was the first of its kind in the Pacific. So Fiji has just made history as the first country in the Pacific to host an LGBTI Pride parade. I'm quite surprised by that. I thought other countries in the Pacific would have had a pride parade by now.
No. If you count New Zealand, but none of the Pacific Islands. They held it on Idahot Day, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia.
And the Rainbow Pride Foundation for LGBTQ Rights and Equality in Fiji organised the history-making event, and it decided to hold the parade in the Fiji's second biggest city, Lautoka, after police denied multiple requests to hold it in the capital, Suva.
In fact, just the fact that they got this off the ground, the locals were calling it a breakthrough, and the local police in the second biggest city even provided an escort for the 50 parade participants.
And this is quite a change from 2012, where they cancelled the approved parade because they did not realise this was a march for gays and lesbians.
And the Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, has famously been quoted or said in public before that homosexuals in Fiji should move to Iceland and stay there.
But it's legal in Fiji and they've enshrined rights in the constitution.
They've still got a little way to go, though.
Yeah.
In the USA, some not so good news, where the new director for the Center for Disease Control, which is the organisation that looks after the response to HIV and AIDS, amongst other things, they've appointed a new head who has a past history of making many statements and actions against gay people. Dr. Robert Redfield, the new head, has said that the AIDS epidemic was God's judgment against homosexuals, and he believes its spread through the United States was due to a lack of traditional family values.
Yeah, so there's so many things wrong that he has also done. So during the 80s and 90s, at the height of the epidemic and the worst fear for people, he worked as a US Army major and vaccine researcher. And I'm surprised by this. I feel like researchers are usually much more open.
Level.
Yeah. He ordered mandatory HIV testing for all troops without confidentiality.
So if you were found to be HIV positive, he would tell all your superiors first before he told you.
Amazing. And then you got sent to some place where they called the leper colony, I think.
He is a devout Roman Catholic. He was a part of a Christian organisation called ASAP, the Americans for a Sound AIDS HIV Policy. And they promoted mandatory testing and quarantining of people who are HIV positive.
I just absolutely can't believe that he's head of the CDC. This is an enormous organisation.
It is quite frightening, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And also, they were quite involved in the AIDS crisis in Africa because he pushed ABC, so a lot of places in Africa couldn't get funding for HIV help unless they pushed abstinence as their first call of
so condoms stopping. Last, abstinence first.
Yeah, and the yeah anywhere that just said condoms was out.
Shocking, but under the current presidency, perhaps not so surprising.
Mm. But now, in a lot more of a good news, Pope Francis told a gay man that God had made him like this and loves him. So according to this gay man, Juan Carlos Cruz, who spoke privately with Pope Francis last week, God doesn't care that he's gay and loves him unconditionally. Cruz reported that the Pope said to him, Juan Carlos, that you are gay does not matter. God made you like this and loves you like this. And I don't care. The Pope loves you like this. You have to be happy with who you are.
He was speaking to the Pope because he had been abused by the clergy, and as a result of that that abuse and the findings there, 34 Roman Catholic bishops offered to resign in that country in response to this. Pope, the Pope has not yet decided what to do. And in brief, in Cameroon, police arrest and torture 25 men on suspicion of being gay.
In France, a government minister has come out as gay on Ida Hobbit Day to highlight how homophobia can be stopped with visibility.
Canada will now recognise third gender options and let people self-identify on government surveys and forms, including their next census.
And New Zealand has become the first country in the world to raise intersex flag outside Parliament.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.